vibrating moon on This Moment of Science. On our last program, we mentioned the startling experience of five British monks from the 12th century who saw an enormous explosion occur on the moon. In their records, they wrote that the upper horn of the new moon split in two and emitted a pillar of flame. Modern astronomers working on the assumption that the monks witnessed an asteroid collision have found a crater of recent origin in the spot where the monks said the explosion occurred. There is also more evidence to support the theory that the moon was struck by a passing object that night in June. The moon may still be vibrating from the impact. When the Apollo astronauts traveled to the moon, they placed instruments on its surface called laser retroreflectors. These instruments are essentially a sophisticated form of mirror, and they allow us now to shine laser beams at the moon and receive the bounced back light again. Multiply the amount of time it takes to get the signal back by the speed of light, and you have a highly accurate measurement of the distance to the moon. This method of measurement has revealed that the moon is, in fact, vibrating, like a bell that has been struck by a rock. The vibration makes the moon move back and forth by about 10 feet every 3 years. Not all astronomers agree that an asteroid strike set the moon vibrating. Some argue that it is a natural effect of the Earth's gravitational pull. But if the asteroid hypothesis is correct, it seems likely that the British monks of 800 years ago saw the blow that left the moon humming even today. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Mike Pierce. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.